My name is Andrea Darby, and I'd like to share a bit more with you about the paper painting that I made titled Sewn for His Glory. This piece is hand-stitched acrylic gel prints put together as an acrylic painting on a 18 by 24 canvas. This paper painting collage was inspired by 1 Corinthians 15, verses 35 through 38, and verses 42 through 43. So the subject that I chose in this artwork is a flower that Jesus was symbolically known as. Jesus has been called the Rose of Sharon. During the time of Jesus, this flower would have been a common and popular mountaintop wildflower that bloomed around Corinth. So the symbolism of the flower that I chose to have this vibrant violet flower on the top of the artwork is to symbolize the new bodies that God wants us to have once we are raised to heaven to live with Him forever. So in the painting, I made some larger flowers that are symbolizing adults. The smaller blooms are to represent children. And then there's a single pod that hasn't quite opened yet that's to represent those babies that went to heaven from our womb. The color that I chose is violet to represent royalty because we are all children of the king and violet is a royal color. The vase was a popular shape in ancient Greek pottery, so I mimicked one of those shapes that would have been seen during the same time period that Jesus lived. The color of the vase, I chose gold to symbolize God as He is raising up to be with Him in all of His glory. The black and gray tabletop the vase is sitting on was made using the Rose of Sharon seed pods as a print. And that flower would have grown out of those seed pods. Once the flower dies, it would create more of those seeds. So I put the seed pod print at the bottom using dark colors to symbolize death that our own bodies would go through and be buried in brokenness before God gives us our new body. The hand stitching or embroidery of the collage symbolizes each second, each minute, each hour, each day, each year, each piece of our lives. The stitching holds it all together. But nobody except God knows the number of stitches or number of days that we will have except for our Creator.